East Coast Breakfast.
This week we explore the life of Leon van Dijk, a former Cape Town resident who now resides in Nafplion in Greece. How's it, Leon?
I'm good, thanks.
So when I ask you, tell me about Nafplion, tell me.
Well, firstly, it's a small city. It happens to actually have been the first capital city of Greece when they won their independence back from fighting the Turks for like hundreds of years. But it's what is known as a small provincial capital, about 80 kilometers southwest of Athens, in a very, very sort of historic area. I'm 10 km from a town called Argos, apparently one of the longest and continuously settled inhabitants in Europe.
Yeah.
So people have been living here for thousands of years.
Are you living there now? Are you going to live there?
I'm not living here. I am living here, kind of in my second life. I had a full-on life and career in South Africa. Lost my Cypriot-born wife 5 years ago now. And because of that, I was able to get a Cypriot passport while she was alive. And so that's enabled me to come and try living in Greece. So I've done that. I have a new wife. Yeah, I'm lucky in the sense that I've been able to just move here.
And do you find the people of Nafplion, do they embrace the historicity?
They're very much aware of their history. They're very confident in their culture. There's no question, you know, the Greeks, Greece is not going to disappear. So although there are a lot of Greeks living outside of Greece, you know, they're kind of all very confident in their culture. But the flip side is I don't think they know much about other parts of the world.
So can you see yourself making Greece home?
Look, I'm keeping this return to SA open in my mind. We have settled here, lived most of my life in South Africa. So this is for me a little bit of an adventure, as I said before. I'm not fleeing the country. Okay. Yeah. And then the other thing I want to add is you can live here. When I consider going back to Cape Town, I actually feel I can't afford Cape Town anymore, whereas I can afford to live here. That's I think might be surprising to some people. The rentals in Cape Town are crazy, and of course you've got to have a car there. Yeah, and then of course a lot of people, most people live very modestly here. So you can live modestly here without feeling poor. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you lived modestly in South Africa, you'd feel it.
Well, Leon, thank you for chatting to us and all the way from Nafplion, Greece.
Yeah, and all the best for you guys. I actually think Natal is one of the most beautiful parts of South Africa, by the way. Very, so I do envy you. I envy your North Coast and your South Coast. I mean, it's a fantastic part of the world.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.